Good morning, my little Honganji, White Way Dharma friends. This morning, I would like to share with you about my understanding of the heart of the Nembutsu. When we come to the temple for religious gathering, we always recite the Nembutsu. However, if people ask you about what is a Nembutsu, then how would you answer this question? I think many of us may not be aware about this answer, and maybe that is one of the reasons why we might not be able to explain to the other people about Jodo Shinshu or the Nembutsu itself. Just like what is the difference between Amida Buddha and Shakyamuni Buddha? Some of you may know the answer for this, but some of you may feel that if I give wrong answer, it will be a shame. So you are just smiling without saying anything. I feel that the Jodo Shinshu guidance is not necessary to think very deeply. What we have to do is just accept thing or things as it is without having any doubts. Let me share with you about my interpretation of the Nembutsu. The Nembutsu is written with two Chinese characters. The first letter, Nen, is originally Sati in Sanskrit, and it means to learn or to deep think or realize. And the second letter, Butsu, which is Buddha or Enlightened One. So the term the Nembutsu means deeply thinking of the Buddha or to learn Buddha's true heart, which is his guidance. So for us, the Nembutsu means us to recite Amida Buddha's holy name with a true mind of gratitude and appreciation. This is a simply direct translation of the Nembutsu. By the way, I received a question from one of our temple members, and it is said, Sensei, which is the correct way for us to recite the Nembutsu? Do we recite Namo Amida Butsu or Namu Amida Butsu? Is there any difference between these two ways of recitation? In the Gatha book, it is said Namu Amida Butsu. But Gashotu Amida, in our service book, it is said Namo Amida Butsu. So, which pronunciation is the correct one? What do you think about this question? Do you recite Namo Amida Butsu or Namu Amida Butsu? Maybe you may have the same kind of question, but you are reluctant to answer or ask minister. For me, Namo or Namu is not a big issue. But for the lady, she doesn't want to make any mistakes in front of people. So I kindly explained to her about this issue. The original writing of the Nembutsu in Chinese character is read two ways, which is Namo Amida Butsu or Namu Amida Butsu. However, at our mother temple, it is set for Namo Amida Butsu. But even if it is set as Honganji temple, many of the Honganji ministers and the members are still reciting the Nembutsu as Namu Amida Butsu. So, as far as I am concerned, both one is okay. As long as we recite Amida Buddha's holy name with a mind of gratitude and joy, it will be fine. However, I myself recite the Nembutsu as Namo Amida Butsu. Let me explain to you about the Nembutsu. Namo Amida Butsu is a Japanese way of pronouncing, and the meaning of this phrase is infinite light and infinite life. Japanese call these as Muryoko and Muryoju. When Pure Land teachings were transmitted from China to Japan, the leaders of the Tendai sect were read as Namo Amida Butsu instead of Chinese way of pronunciation, which is Namo Amida Fo. So since then, people in Japan, especially ministers, were pronouncing the Nembutsu as Namo Amida Butsu. However, because of these first two Chinese letters can be read as both ways, which is Namo Amida Butsu or Namu Amida Butsu, so it can be recited as Namo Amida Butsu or Namu Amida Butsu. Even many ministers in Japan and overseas are reciting both ways. What is the meaning of Namo or Namu? It is to rely upon or entrust oneself to. Amida is the word taken from the first part of Sanskrit word of Amitabha and Amitayas, which means infinite light and infinite life. Thus, Amida has a meaning of infinite. Butsu is a Japanese way of pronouncing Buddha, which means the enlightened one or awakened one. So putting it all together, Namo Amida Butsu or Namu Amida Butsu refer to the infinite light, which is wisdom of Amida, and infinite life, which is compassion of Amida, that penetrates and continually walks toward our highest goal, which is enlightenment or Nirvana. Whenever we say aloha, I think this word is coming out from our heart automatically without thinking of anything. However, I think because we all are having a mind of gratitude or appreciation. As I said, this word comes out naturally from our heart because we are living in the life of aloha. Hawaiian people said that word of aloha is a mind of gratitude, joy, and happiness. So Hawaii people are proud of this aloha spirit as part of their daily lives and use this word as their greetings. For us Jodo Shinshu followers, I think Nembutsu is the same as when Hawaiian people accept aloha. Our new abbot Kojun Otani, he expresses his true feeling of the Nembutsu, Namo Amida Butsu, as followed. When I recite the Nembutsu, Namo Amida Butsu, I don't need to have any reasons or purposes. It is coming out from my heart without having any reasons, and I firmly believe that Amida Buddha is walking with me and telling me that I am one with Amida. Why? Whenever I recite the Nembutsu, I warmly feel that Amida Buddha is reciting together with me, which means I am one with Amida. So when I come to the temple and offer the incense, naturally, I am reciting the Nembutsu, Namo Amida Butsu, and at that time, I have a warm feeling of peace and tranquility. I think all of us, too, when we come to the temple, most of the time, we go straight to the incense burner, bow to the Buddha, and offer the incense, then recite Amida's name, Namandav, 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 without having any calculation. And at the same time, we all are feel warm feeling of peace and tranquility. Why? I think all of us are one with Amida Buddha and recite his great wisdom and compassion in our heart. I firmly believe that this is Amida Buddha's great power, spiritual power, and making our precious lives as a special one. When I see the elderly people in Japan at the Honganji Temple, look like they are reciting the Nembutsu without having any self-calculation. But at the same time, they are expressing their true feeling of gratitude to Amida Buddha. Us too, when we listen to the Buddha Dharma as our true guide, then maybe we might be able to be aware that Namo Amida Butsu is similar in understanding the Aloha spirit, that we are living in the great joy of happiness with Amida Buddha's infinite wisdom and compassion. So, with these great minds of gratitude, appreciation, and a great feeling of peace and serenity, Nembutsu, Namo Amida Butsu will fall out from our mouth as our true joy and gratitude, like our great Nembutsu followers. I firmly believe that the Nembutsu is the precious gift from Amida Buddha to all sentient beings. It is not necessary for us to study hard about the Jodo Shinshu, but important thing is just accept this great guidance, Amida Buddha's wisdom and compassion, as it is. Yes, we all are able to rejoice in the happiness with a great feeling of peace and serenity. The temple is a place where we can learn the true heart of Amida's great wisdom and compassion, and we can share our warm feelings of joy and happiness with each other. Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu.